Aircheckdownloads.com.
This is Aswad. It's Don't Turn Around on Hot 80s Breakfast. Good morning. Happy Friday. Yeah, we've made it to the end of the week. It is the 8th of April, 6:15 right now. Obviously, it's three-word Friday. Can you sum up your weekend plans in just three words? Maybe those three words will be having a flutter. Grand National tomorrow. Maybe you can have a little bit. Maybe those three words are taking life easy, because it's been a busy week. Let me have your three words that sum up your weekend plans on our Facebook page. Search Hot 80s, Cyndi Lauper next, and Simply Red. Hot
80s. Sometimes.
This is Prince and Little Red Corvette on Hot 80s. Yesterday morning after the show, I caught up with an 80s legend, Martin Fry from ABC. I put his 80s knowledge to the test, actually, with a little quiz. You can hear that and test your knowledge after 8 o'clock this morning. It doesn't do too badly, actually. It's also to do with the Lexicon of Love album that's celebrating its 40 years this year. We'll do that after 8. I've got the police on the way for you next.
Hot 80s travel with Global Player. Download now and take Hot 80s with you while you start your day.
It is 6:31 in Greater Manchester. The M61 is closed southbound between Junction 2. Hot 80s. This is Danny Wilson on Hot 80s. 6:51 Friday morning. Yes, we've made it to Friday. Have you kissed anyone yet this morning? Maybe the other half, a little good morning kiss. Maybe you've kissed your dog, a big sloppy wet one, from them rather than you. Don't do that again, though. We're being urged to stop kissing our dogs because they can give humans superbugs. Shouldn't let them lick you either. I would never let my dog lick or kiss me. I know where her tongue goes. I hear her in the night giving herself a good old clean. You wouldn't kiss a human whose tongue's been where a dog's been, would you? No. George Benson on the way next.
4 times 4. 16.
This is Hot 80s. From Global.
Now, another hour of 80s feel good with Roberto.
I feel we should celebrate the morning. We've made it to the end of the week. Happy Friday. It is Roberto here. Good morning. Just gone 7 for the 8th of April with the big tunes to set you up for a brilliant one. Get you ready for the weekend as well. Huey Lewis, the news coming up with the power of love. First, though, Diana Ross, Chain Reaction on Hot 80s. This is the Pasadena's on Hot 80s. 7:09 Friday morning. How well do you think you know the 80s? I had Martin Fry from ABC come in for a little chat after the show yesterday talking about the 40th anniversary of Lexicon of Love. I thought I'd test his 80s knowledge, like, from 40 years ago. He doesn't do too badly, actually. In about an hour, I'll let you hear that. Stick around and put your knowledge to the test as well. As for right now, Misha Paris coming up after Huey Lewis the news on Hot 80s. This is Misha Paris on Hot 80s. It's 7:16. What three words sum up your weekend plans? It's three-word Friday, obviously. Janet Hodgkinson's got involved. I feel she's got a very raucous weekend plan. There might be a few sore heads come Monday morning. Her three words are daughter's hen do. Have an amazing time. Meanwhile, MJ and Carter stripping bedroom wallpaper. What about you? Let me have your three words that sum up your weekend plans on our Facebook page. Just search Hot 80s Berlin soon, the big love song from Top Gun, and some Terence Trent D'Arby.
This year on Sky Sports Golf.
This is Belinda Carlisle on Hot 80s. Michelle Hunking, good morning. Huge Friday smile on her face. Her three words are making her very happy. They may not make everyone happy, though. Some people will be thinking, oh no, what am I going to do with the kids? Her three words are end of term. I work in a school. I bet you can't wait. David Bowie, Let's Dance on the way, and a great tune from Was Not Was that's going to give you that Friday feel-good vibe.
Hot 80s travel with Global Player.
This is Was Not Was on Hot 80s. Happy Friday if you've just turned us on. It's 7:43 for the 8th of April. Grand National this weekend. I still know nothing about sport, but I'm going to have a flutter. If you want to pick a winner, you should go with a horse whose name begins with an R. That's not just me saying that, because I'm Roberto, obviously. Someone looked back over 173 races and found horses sharing an initial with the legendary Red Rum are most likely to be lucky. I've had a look at the runners for the Grand National. Run Wild Free. Fred is going to be my bet. He's got odds of 20-1. Is that good? I've got no idea. Jane Wheedland on the way. First, though, Alexandra O'Neill.
Aircheckdownloads.com.